My mother told me, she said, you never hit a man where he's weak.
Never hit a man where he's weak. And why would you want to do that anyway? It's like pointing out all their flaws. They know they're there, so why would you emphasize it? Why would you bring your man down like that?
What's the best relationship advice you've ever heard, received, or given?
Make a list of the things that are truly important for you to find in a partner, and then be that list.
100% love that. The best advice that I could give anybody is... Welcome to Crystal Wrote Impacts, a space dedicated to empowering you to be the change that your bloodline has been waiting for. Join me and together, let's inspire change. Kia ora and welcome back to the Crystal Wrote Impact podcast. And today I'm going to be looking at a few reaction videos that you guys sent through from last time. So here's the first one.
I think the best piece of advice my dad gave me was when I was struggling as to whether I should stay in a relationship or not. He said, Shivani, if you weren't enjoying your job, would you tell me that you're not going to leave because there's no other jobs in the world?
I absolutely love that the father in this situation actually pays enough attention and that she has a beautiful relationship where he can actually speak truth. And it's such a good scenario. I can't wait to see how this one plans out.
Or would you just stay in that job and be miserable forever? And I was like, well, obviously I'd leave the job. There's millions of jobs in the world.
I think how she says, obviously I'd leave, but is talking about a relationship and really differentiates the relationship to the job. And how many times do we do that in life? We just blend everything.
And he was like, yeah, but what if you're not qualified? I was like, well, there'll be something I'm qualified for.
Yep.
He was like, exactly. So when you're not happy in a relationship, there are, I say this all the time, and I think it's because my parents have been really positive with that reinforcement from a young
age. Mentions that her parents have been really positive since a young age, but not everybody has that influence.
Age. There are millions of people in the world. Why on earth do you think you're not going to find someone?
Yep.
It's bizarre to me. By the way, I'm not saying it's easy when you have to really leave a relationship. It's very difficult. You have a lot of emotional attachment. You have a lot of social attachment. Sometimes your friends are really similar. Some people are living together. It's hard. But at the end of the day, you have one life.
Yeah.
And when you think about the fact that you just have one life and that's it, and then you're just going to die after, you're never going to get the chance to feel that love or that affection or that feeling again. Why would you waste it on someone?
It's a really interesting topic because I've wasted a lot of my time and energy in a relationship that didn't serve me. And I think what I picked up for myself personally in that is that she had positive parents that obviously displayed a healthy relationship, but also had a positive input. And we don't always have that. So points are good, but also not necessarily relatable to everybody. Like, we can't all relate by having positive parents or parents that even know of our struggles. So I just would encourage you, if you are going through a rough relationship and you need to get out, make yourself a priority. Love yourself enough to know when it's not working. A saying that I love is enough, so when is enough for you? Let's have a look at the next one.
My mother told me, she said, you never hit a man where he's weak. Never. It could be true, it could be real, but you don't hit him where he's weak because it'll turn around on you. You can get him to do what you need him to do, but you never hit a man where he's weak because they never forget it. It lives with them.
Never hit a man where he's weak. And why would you want to do that anyway? Like, that's more of a reflection of the type of person that you are if you were to do that. If that's your man, you should love and protect him.
With them. You know what his weaknesses are? He don't know I know they're there. Because I don't mention them, don't talk about them.
This is so powerful because why would you want to hit a man where he's weak? Because they will, she's right, they will never forget it and they'll never be able to come back from it. It's like pointing out all their flaws. Like, they know they're there probably. So why would you emphasize it? Why would you bring your man down like that? I mean, at the end of the day, I think that would be a reflection of yourself if you were to use that as a weapon.
In therapy, when I have a client who is in a toxic or abusive relationship, whatever you want to call it, an unhealthy relationship, and I ask them, what do you love about your partner? 9 times out of 10, this person will say to me, I just can't explain it. It's
probably because there's nothing to love. No.
It's just, we have this chemistry. It's just so great. It's so wonderful. If I ask a client who is in a healthy relationship, what do you love about your partner? They will give me tangible evidence. They will say, they are so loyal. You know, we're best friends. We do this together.
He's caring.
Caring. Give actual concrete examples.
You've got to have evidence to why you would stay in a relationship. If something's not giving, then what's the point?
Of why they love that person. Love is not enough. You have to be aligned with somebody.
When she said you have to be aligned with somebody and you have to trust them, she's just spot on. When you actually experience being able to trust somebody fully, you know that that's a healthy relationship. If you're questioning somebody or you don't even have the same values as somebody, if they're on one path and you're on the other, that's not alignment. And most times it's toxic, purely because you're batting heads against each other. So I encourage you to have a little reflect on where you are at. Are you in a healthy relationship or a toxic one? Tough question.
The parents should not agree on everything, because then there's only one parent. The mother's role and the father's role should not be the same. The father should be a little more removed from the everyday growth of the child.
He's just giving me such old school vibes that, no, I can't relate, actually. But let's see what else he has to say.
Almost like the judge in an Olympic event, the mother should be like the coach, totally involved in the child's progress. And so the coach should be a good coach. The judge should be an inspiring judge. They should not become the same. Too often when a father decides to become a little more involved domestically,
I'm still a little bit confused on what his intentions are. Like, I believe in unity, that a mother and father should be on the same page. This guy's basically giving each other different roles and also having described the father as a judge ultimately puts him in a higher position. So there's also no even playing field, which doesn't teach the children anything as well. So let's just see what else he has to say.
He becomes an assistant mother. He does the diapering sometimes. He does the cooking sometimes.
For starters, the fathers should always help out with the domestic side because it's a team effort, especially when you have two parents that are both working. The mother can't be expected to provide a full-time income and run the house full-time, and vice versa. If the father's working full-time, he can't be expected to do everything around the house. It's a team effort. It's a partnership. Being a parent, a mother and a father is a partnership. It's not one is better than the other in your role.
Which is fine as a pinch hitter for the mother's responsibilities, but that's not what you're there for. You're there to be the father. So you don't have to agree. You each have to do your half of the project, your half of the role. You can't have two judges and no coach. How's the child going to get anywhere? And you can't have two coaches with no judge. How do you know that you're getting anywhere?
So interesting. Like, I kind of can see where he's coming from with the like different roles and playing the different parts, kind of like the masculine and the feminine energy in the relationship. But in regards to like the daily tasks, it needs to be fairly shared. And sometimes it's an 80-20 role. Sometimes it's a 50-50 role. Whatever works to keep the boat moving, I guess. But I don't really, really agree with the way he's delivered this. Let's look at the last one.
What is the worst relationship advice you've ever heard or received?
Find someone who loves you more than you love them.
Oh, no. He's right. That is the worst.
Question number two. What's the best relationship advice you've ever heard, received, or given?
Make a list of the things that are truly important for you to find in a partner, and then be that list.
100% love that. It's the perfect advice. You can't expect to get something if you can't be it. Work on yourself. I think that's the best advice that I could give anybody, is to work on yourself and, just like he said, be what you want. Awesome, whanau. That's a wrap for another episode of Reactions. Some caught me off guard a little bit, some that I loved. Let me know in the comments below what you think about those, and I will see you in the next episode.